Welcome to Parsha Shavua. This week is the Parsha of Nitzavim and Vayelech, which on most years are together, unless Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday or Tuesday, in which case we have Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah and Vayelech afterwards. But we know that Nitzavim or Nitzavim Vayelech is always the last Parsha before Rosh Hashanah. And there are so many connections between Rosh Hashanah, Elul, Tshuva, and so on, between this Parsha and the days that are coming up, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yomim Noiroyim, etc. So I want to just go through a couple of them. I'm going to share with you two short ideas. We know that there's the famous Pasuk in this week's Parsha, which of Kikoriv Elecha, but let's just give a bit of the context. It's in Perichof Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And the Torah says, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, this mitzvah. We need to understand exactly what this means, this mitzvah, but let's just say it's Torah mitzvahs in general. That I am commanding you today, lo niflesi, it's not far away from you. It's not like inaccessible from you. V'lo rechoiki, it's not far. Lo bashamayim, it's not in heaven. As if to say, who's going to go to heaven and take it for us and teach it to us and we will be able to fulfill it. It's not overseas, like who's going to take overseas and take it for us. Ki, comes the famous pasuk, ki korev eilecha hadover moed. But this thing is very near to you, very accessible to you. Beficha on your mouth, bilvovcha, and your heart, lasoisoi, to be able to implement it and to do it and behave that way. It's close, it's very close to us. So a number of different interpretations and ideas and powerful messages that come out of these pasukim. First of all, when the Torah says, and this comes, it's implied by Rashi, this what I'm about to say. This that we say, it's not in heaven, it's not overseas, it's not far away, and so on, actually brings out the intrinsic and amazing connection that Yidden have with the Torah and the mitzvahs. Because the implication is it's not in heaven, it's not far away, is as if to say that if it was, we would have to go and find it. We'd be obliged, we'd want to make sure that we can get it, so we'd go to all lengths to be able to find it overseas, in heaven, whatever the case might be, whatever it means. The only thing is the Torah is telling us we don't have to do that because it's accessible to us, it's close to us. So that's the one idea that is in this pasuk. Another concept that this pasuk, this paragraph, is actually talking to the Yid in Golos. A Yid who has been banished from the land of Eretz Yisrael, a Yid who's far away, physically or even spiritually. They might be close, but they're far away spiritually. That's what Golos is. There's a distance between us and Hashem. And therefore, the Yid in Golos, we, ourselves, we think to ourselves, you know, in order to connect to Hashem, we need to go to Shammai, we need to go to heaven, we need to go to some sort of spiritual heights. We need to be very close. We need to be very close. We are not close, so we have to maybe go overseas. That means we have to go to a place physically or spiritually closer to Eretz Yisrael, closer to a spiritual environment. Says the Torah, we don't have to. Wherever a Yid is, inside of his heart, is Torah and mitzvahs. Ki korev elecha, it is always with you. You might be very distant, you might have gone into Golos, you might be very far away, but ki korev elecha, it is very close to you. It's with you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to move somewhere. You don't have to travel. You don't have to upgrade your spiritual situation. Where you are, how you are, you can learn Torah. You can do mitzvahs. This, of course, is very much connected to a few psukim just before Kikarev, where it talks about Hashem bringing us back from Golos, and it says, "Veshov Hashem alikecha shvuscha." Hashem will return with those that are captured, and He'll have mercy on you, and He'll gather you in from all the nations, etc. And of course, Rashi brings the famous concept. Rashi says, it doesn't say Veheshiv Hashem will return, He'll bring you back. It says Veshav, He will return with you. Because you know the famous idea that Hashem is with us in Golos. When the Yidden went into Golos, Hashem went with them, Kavi Yochel, so to speak. Hashem is painfully with us in Golos. But of course, that has a double-edged thing, because what that means is that when we pray for the Geula, we pray for the redemption, we're not only praying for ourselves, so to speak, we're also praying that the Shechina, the divine presence, should be redeemed from Golos, so to speak. But also, on the other hand, it means also that wherever we are, Hashem is so close to us, we don't have to go looking for Him. Yes, we're in Golos. Yes, Hashem is not as revealed, but He's right there with us in the Golos, and therefore, Ki korev eilecha hadover moed. This thing is very, very near to you. It's very accessible to you. And finally, on this piece, let me share with you something that the Al-Sheikh talks about, because you know, the paragraph which has the pasuk Ki korev eilecha hadover moed starts with Ki hamitzvah hazois, this mitzvah. What is this mitzvah? Some say, the Rambam says, the mitzvah is a reference to tshuva. Others say the mitzvah is just Torah, Torah mitzvahs, or Torah learning. The Al-Sheikh sort of puts it together and says the following idea. He says, a Yid thinks to himself, how can I do tshuva? How can I do tshuva? It is talking about tshuva. He says, how can I do tshuva? I have messed up, I have failed. My Yetzirah is still very strong, pumping away with full force. Tshuva just seems so beyond me. It seems like it's not for someone like me who's been trapped and caught up in misbehavior and spiritual decline. How can I do it? Says the Torah, Ki ha-mitzvah hazois. You know which mitzvah? The Torah. The Torah is very close to you. Once you learn Torah, he says, if you learn Torah together, if you go to the Beis HaMedrash, you listen to other people, you listen to a teacher, you listen to other people, other people listen to you, we inspire each other, we connect to each other through learning, we tame the Yetzirah, we weaken the Yetzirah, and the tshuva path becomes possible. There's a famous Gemara, the Gemara says, "In poga b'chom nuvel zeh," if this despised being, meaning the Yetzirah, will touch you, will attack you, "Moshchehu le-Beis HaMedrash," draw him into the Beis HaMedrash. Torah is an antidote for the Yetzirah. Once we learn Torah together particularly, it becomes possible to do tshuva. And that's why it says, Ki korev elecha adover mo'ed. The Torah, this says, this thing is very close to you. Tshuva is close to you because you learn Torah. And that explains something interesting in the pasuk, because the pasuk says it's all close to you, b'ficho in your heart, b'ficho in your mouth, b'levavcha in your heart, la'asoy to do it. And all the mefarshim ask the question, it should be the other way around. It should be b'levavcha comes first, your thoughts, your inner emotions, then you speak, then you do. Why is it in this particular order? But according to the Al-Sheikh, we understand, because it says, Ki korev elecha adover mo'ed, this thing is very accessible to you. Why? Because b'ficho, you use your mouth to learn Torah, you discuss Torah, you share Torah thoughts. You learn Torah with your mouth. Then b'levavcha, then in your heart, you can do tshuva. Because tshuva is in the heart, as we know. The previous, in the same parsha, it says, "Umol Hashem elakecha." Hashem will circumcise us. Orla slevavcha, veslevav zarecha. The foreskin, the orla of your heart, spiritual circumcision, and the heart of your children. So we know the famous thing that the four words "es levavcha ve'es levav," and Hashem will take away the blockages of the heart. "Es levavcha," your heart, "ve'es levav," and the heart of your children. The first letter of each of those four words is Elul, because Elul, we have the idea of tshuva, but we see there, tshuva's in the heart. So b'ficho, it starts with learning Torah. U'bilvavcha, and then in your heart, tshuva. And then la'soyse, then you can behave the way Hashem wants us to behave. There's a beautiful connection between these psukim and the idea of tshuva and Torah learning. Let's go back to the beginning of the parasha. Beginning of the parasha, it says, Atem nitzovim hayoim kulchem. You are standing all today, all as one, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, before Hashem your God. And list the different types of Jewish people. We're all one together. We know the famous idea that this parasha we read before Rosh Hashanah, and the word Hayoim, even though when Moshe Rabbeinu said it, he was sometime in, it was the 6th or 7th of Adar, just before he passed away. But it's an eternal message, and the word Hayoim, before Hashem tell us, the Hayoim always refers to Rosh Hashanah. So Hashem says, you all stand together, Hayoim, before Hashem your God. Rashi also tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was encouraging the Jewish people. They might think they've been distant from Hashem. And there's the Toichecha, the reprimand that we learned last week's parasha, and so on. So you might be scared. Moshe Rabbeinu assures us that we're all standing together before Hashem. Hashem is not forsaken us. Hashem is with us. But in terms of the context of Rosh Hashanah, we read this in the parasha before Rosh Hashanah, before the new year comes. This is like the bracha that Hashem gives us, that we are standing. Nitzobim means standing firm before Hashem, your God, all as one. Doesn't matter who we are, we're all one people. We all have the same neshama. And this specifically refers to Rosh Hashanah. Why is this? What does this actually mean? Because one of the things that's revealed on Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. In fact, Rosh Hashanah, we know we don't even talk about sin. Even though it's a day of tshuva, we don't talk about averus, we don't talk about specifics. We actually talk about step one. Step one is to reveal that essentially and intrinsically we are one with Hashem. The blowing of the shofar, we go to the very heart of our neshama, the part that was never corrupted, that was never sinned, that was never damaged, the part of the neshama that every Jew has equally. And we call to Hashem from that very depth of our neshama, and that's the starting point to reconnect with Hashem and then go on the journey of specific tshuva, which we do through Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur. And that's why it's such an important thing in Rosh Hashanah, this idea of oneness. The idea that we don't show our differences, we are actually completely one. And this is the bracha that we get through Rosh Hashanah, where we come all as one. We come completely as one. We understand that we are all one, that we're not really different. At the root of our neshama, we are all completely one. That brings the bracha, that brings the firmness, the permanence and the steadiness from Hashem that He blesses us with a good year. Once we reach out the Rosh Hashanah, of course, we remain united, but then we all go on our own path. Because tshuva, specific tshuva, then everyone's different. Everyone has to fix something else up. Everyone is on a different level. But the starting point must be this complete oneness. And what's interesting is, I'll just share with you this idea in conclusion. What's interesting is that Nitzavim and Vayelech are always read around Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, sometimes in two parts, sometimes in one part. In a very interesting way, we learn that Nitzavim really is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, and Vayelech is Yom Kippur. Even in the names, Nitzavim means to stand still, to stand one. That there's no differences. Everyone is standing in the same place. Everyone is permanent. Everyone has the same neshama. We're all fixed strongly to our core identity, which is connection to Hashem. Vayelech, on the other hand, means to journey, to walk, to grow, to expand. In expansion, not everyone is the same. Expansion, everyone expands differently. Everyone expands in a different way. And that's the same thing with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the concept that we are all one at our core. Yom Kippur is specific tshuva, of course, we're all different. We all have to express that oneness in a different and unique way, fixing different things, learning at different levels, and so on. So that's Nitzavim. But Yom Kippur is Vayelech, where we have to expand, where we have to grow, and in that everyone is actually very different. And in a very interesting way, it expresses itself also in Vayelech in the last two mitzvahs. Last two mitzvahs of the Torah. The one is the mitzvah of Hakel, where everyone would come to the Beis HaMikdash once in seven years after the Shemitah, and the king would read for men, women, and children, and it would be like a reenactment or re-experience of Matan Torah. And then the very last mitzvah of the Torah is to write a Sefer Torah. What's the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah? To learn. So much so that the Rosh says that the reason that one nowadays we don't find that everyone should fulfill this mitzvah by writing a Sefer Torah is because we have books. We have Svarim. Because since the whole idea of this mitzvah is to learn, so nowadays we don't actually learn from a Sefer Torah so much. We learn from books, we learn from Svarim, from a Shas, from a Rambam, from a Mishnayis, and so on. And therefore, that's how we fulfill the mitzvah, which highlights, of course, the importance of having Svarim in our home and so on. So here we see also the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The first mitzvah, second to last mitzvah, the first one in Vayelech is learning to Hakel. Hakel expressed the oneness of every year, because not everyone, it wasn't really to learn, because there were even babies there, right? It was men, women, children, everyone was there as one. Unity, complete oneness, that's Rosh Hashanah. And then we move into the last mitzvah, which is the Sefer Torah, to learn. Once we start with actual learning, everyone's different, everyone learns at different levels. So this is a connection between Nitzav Vayelech and Rosh Hashanah. And of course Hashem we should have the fulfillment of this bracha of Nitzavim, that we're all standing strong. And Hashem, of course, is blessing us with Aksiva V'Achsimah Tova. Have a good day and a good Shabbos.